Alright, what's going on? I'm about to do a little recording here. So, I was just thinking about something the other day, and what I was thinking about was, or just today actually, that most people, at least that's what I've learned, that most people can't see the vision until you paint the picture, alright? Most people can't see the vision until you paint the picture. So, what I mean when I say that is that sometimes when you have a vision, a thought, an idea, a dream, a goal, a desired result, whatever the case may be, oftentimes when you're trying to explain that and convey that to somebody else, they like might get what you're saying, but they don't see the vision until, they really don't see a vision until it comes to fruition. Until you paint that picture, they really can't see what you're talking about. And some people, very few, very, very few will get it like that right away. They'll get it. Oh, okay. I see the vision. Yeah, let's do it. And then others, you know, it's like looking at a blank canvas, right? They just, you can tell them what you want to do, or let's say an empty room, and you can tell them how you want to design it, or what you're going to do here, what you're going to do there. And but a lot of times people can't see things unless all the pieces are in place. You know, until that piece, so that vision is fully manifested, most times people can't see it. They can't visualize it. And it can prove to be difficult sometimes, especially when you're going after something that you believe in. And you have a vision, and you try to tell others about that vision, and it's like they just can't see it. And, you know, it can make it very difficult sometimes to get their support. If that's what you want, you know, if you don't want their support, ain't no big deal. But if you're trying to get somebody's support on a vision, sometimes that can be very difficult. And then what usually happens is that most times, once that vision is completed, then others will appreciate it. You know, they'll appreciate it, and then they'll say, oh, I get it, right? Like, I see what you were, yeah, I see what you were saying. Yeah, I got it, yeah, that's what I thought. Like, sometimes they'll do that, sometimes they'll be like, oh, okay, I didn't see that at all. Or sometimes they'll be like, you know, it's just a mix. But usually after the vision is manifested, that picture is painted, that's when people will usually accept it. So getting to that point is difficult, though. That can be difficult. That can be the struggle. And I'll give one quick example. So when I was over at Trenton Central, I was a track coach. And the summer was approaching. And, I went to the head coach and I talked to her about putting together a summer club, right? It's a track club for summertime. And, you know, she was all about it. But, you know, I had to kind of take the ball on it, right? I had to, like, spearhead this whole thing. So I did all the research, you know, looking up, you know, what to do, this, that, and the third. And at first, it was just going to start off as, like, a little club. Guys get together in the summertime. We meet, you know, we run a couple of meets. And, you know, that's about it, you know, keeping them in shape. But as I was going through the process, I started realizing other opportunities. And one of the things that I was looking for initially was to become a nonprofit. But that was a lot of paperwork involved in that. So essentially what I wanted to do was create a business bank account with the name of the track club. So this way, if we were able to solicit donations, you know, people could write a check to the track club and just not to me personally, right? Because that seems a little shady. And I was able to successfully do that. And trying to put all this stuff together, man, was tough. And it was a lot of work involved, you know, a lot of unseen back-end work that was involved in putting all this together. And I remember as things were starting to come together, I was talking to the coach about it, and she just was, like, not feeling it. You know, there were some things that had happened where, you know, a couple kids wanted to join the team, but they weren't allowed. It was just a mess. You know, it was starting to turn into a mess. But I was still determined to go and start this club. And at that point in time, she kind of started backing out on me. You know, she, like, wasn't feeling it. She threatened to take the club to another state and run them with another coach. And, you know, I was really pressing hard, man. I was kind of, like, devastated, you know, because I was like, man, I've been working so hard for this. And, you know, I had already started a campaign to, like, start to solicit donations. And, you know, she was all about it, you know, not her personally doing the stuff, but me, you know, doing everything. And I was, you know, I was working hard to get this done, man. And long story short, you know, I was able to convince her to keep the club in state. And I was able to get everything up and running. I was able to get the business bank account. I was able to start that campaign. I was able to solicit money, donations from my family members. And, you know, I was able to get enough money to pay for jerseys and t-shirts. You know, I was able to pay for entrance fees. I was able to rent vehicles to take the kids places because, you know, they didn't have cars. They weren't going to meet us anywhere. I mean, most of their parents didn't drive. They weren't going to meet us. But I was able to put these things together, and we were able to run a couple of meets in the summer. We ran a competitive championship meet at the end of the summer, and it just went, like, well, man. It was great. Like, all the guys did well. You know, it was one of my proudest moments. I remember my triple jumper took first place. It was just great, man. It was really a great summer league, you know. The following school year, I left that particular school. And, you know, when I was leaving, things didn't go so smoothly. But long story short, they wouldn't let me come back to coach. So the following summer, you know, I asked the coach if she was going to keep the club going. And I went over to the track. You know, and I dropped off all the jerseys, I dropped off all the remaining t-shirts, and, you know, I gave her everything, and she was, like, really surprised, like, wow, I can't believe, like, you would do this, you know, and it's like, yeah, of course, like, you know, because the club was never about me, it was about the guys, man, it was about the program, it was about, you know, the legacy, you know, it was about what we were creating, what we were building, you know. And I wanted them to still have that, you know, regardless of whether I was there or not. You know, I had went on, started another summer club with another school, but, yeah, man, I wanted them there, man, you know. So, you know, and it's funny how there was a lot of pushback initially. And later on, we spoke down the road, maybe a couple months or a year later, and she was thanking me on, you know, taking that initiative to start that club. And she was telling me how much the club helped change the program and, you know, and how it did all these wonderful things. And she was just like, I can't thank you enough. You know, I can't thank you enough. And I was kind of shocked and surprised. But you know what? I was happy, though. And it wasn't about thanking me. I really was just thanking her for keeping it going, you know. And, but that's what I'm talking about. Like, in the beginning, the vision, it wasn't clear, you know? So to get that support was tough. But after everything had came to fruition and had manifested and you started to see the results of that vision, you know, there was a different feeling about it. The mind state had changed. And instead of threatening to take them somewhere else, it was like, no, this is where we belong, and this is a great thing. So, know that sometimes in life, you know, if you listen to this, just know that sometimes in life, man, you have a vision, you have a dream, and you want to go for it. Just know that even the people who are closest to you, you know, the ones that you feel or you would think that would support you, just know that sometimes that's not always the case. And, you know, people just won't willingly always support you. But then again, you also got to keep in mind that they can't always see the vision. You know, they can't see your vision because sometimes it's only a vision that you can see. And so if you keep that in mind, you know, then it could kind of like safeguard from that disappointment of them not being that support system that you want them to be, because you got to realize that they don't see the vision the way that you see it. But that doesn't mean to stop, you know, and it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. You got to understand that sometimes, like, you know, you'll hear a lot about balance, but sometimes balance is impossible. You know, I think balance is almost impossible. You know, you should try to strive for harmony so that things work together, because, you know, balance is impossible. Or it's very, very, very difficult to maintain. You know, you can maybe achieve it, but it's very difficult to maintain. And so keeping that in mind, you know, sometimes you got to realize that you got to go all in, man, and you got to get laser focused if you really want to get, you know, that done, whatever it is that you're trying to achieve. And I know that when I was going in trying to get that club achieved, man, you know, I was focused, bro. Like, I was on it, man. You know, I was doing whatever, you know, any obstacles that was put in my way, I was willing to get over them or around them or, you know, through them one way or another. And, you know, and from the outside looking in, it could be like, yo, man, like, you're bugging, you're crazy, you're too involved. But once it all came to light and you see the reward that came from it, it all made sense, you know. It all made sense to everybody else at that point. It always makes sense to you from the jump, but at that point, it made sense to everybody else. And, you know, that's what you got to do, man. So if you're going for that dream, man, you got to go for it. And even though you tell people the vision, you know, they won't get it until you paint that picture, man. Until that picture is completed, they're not going to get it. You know, maybe somewhat way through the process will say, oh, okay, I see what you're doing. You know, but getting to that point, man, that's going to be the tough point, man. That's the tough one, getting to that point. You know, because everybody acts like, you know, or I think the assumption is when people see things, they think that it was like an overnight thing. And that's not always the case, man. You could be working on something for months or years before it gets done and you get that break and you get those desired results that you wanted. You know, that could take a while. So you got to understand that people aren't always going to understand or see your point of view. You know, that's just what it is. I heard a quote today and it said, there are no truths, just perspectives. And I thought that was pretty deep, man, because that's kind of like, a lot of times I feel that way about life. Like, you know, there's no right and wrong. It's just, you know, how you view it, you know. So there are no truths, just perspectives. But, you know, I guess when it, you know, so in a situation like that, it's perspective, you know. So if you kind of look at things that way, then you kind of, you maybe step back every once in a while and just try to see something through somebody else's perspective instead of getting mad or frustrated that they don't see things from your perspective. So, if you got a vision, you got a dream, you just got to go for it, man. You know, you got to go for it, and it's going to get tough. It's going to get tough. You're going to get resistance. You're going to get pushback from people that you thought that you wouldn't get pushback from. But it happens, man. But you just keep pushing. You just keep pushing forward, man. You just keep moving forward, one step at a time. You know, one brick on top of the other, man. And once you got that building built, you know, then everybody gonna come and admire it and say, oh, shit, man, that's nice. You know, but to do that, you know, to get to that point, that's where the struggle is at. So keep your head up, man. Just keep pushing, keep pressing. And until next time, people, peace. I'm out.